Now, back to Dimitri, live and dangerously local on Big Willie 105.5 and the River Talk Radio Network, a River Network production.
Download the River Network app and then click Big Willie 105.5. You get Dimitri live and dangerously local Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern Time. You can also hear me on the River Talk Radio Network, which is 94.9 FM, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM. Shut up! The Mighty 1290 and the Sturdy 1430 is the audio path of totality. You can also see the show, Facebook live stream. You can see it on the Big Willie 105.5 Facebook page. Also on my profile page, Dimitri with three I's, D-I-M-I-T-R-I, all I's. Last name is Vassilaris, rhymes with Assilaris, but you add a V to it. And please share this everywhere. There's really nothing to see other than a high point, visual high point of the Facebook live stream is the little ducky that I have from Nail City Jeep Club. How you doing? With the little headphones on. So God bless Nail City Jeep Club and Jennifer. She is the best. All right, so every Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday when we do our show live, after the 8 o'clock news, we get a phone call from Mr. Big Willie himself. We don't know if the radio station is named after him or he's named after the radio station, and really, does it matter? We don't think so. In any event, he is a honest-to-God real truck driver, OTR, Valley truck driver. He drives a Freightliner Cascadia 125, and he calls us from the luxurious state-of-the-art cab to talk about whatever happens to be on his mind. So, Big Willie, welcome to Big Willie. How you doing, sir?
Good morning, Dimitri. I'm doing good. Headed down to Marietta. Well, actually, Waterford, Ohio, to pick up something, I don't know, some kind of silica to put into steel.
All right, well, when you're in Marietta, stop at the superstore of Bridgeport Equipment and Tool. Lots of great values. They are the that thing is massive. Have you been in there?
Massive. Yeah, I've been in
fantastic.
There. Fantastic. Got a pair of boots before Neil McCoy concert we had down there in Marietta. And I went in and got boots, and somebody said, well, go down to Bridgeport Equipment. They got all the boots in the world. I'm like,
yep.
What?
Yep.
And
yep.
I walked in, and I was like, you got to be kidding me.
It's
they
amazing.
They had everything in there.
It really
I
did.
I've never seen a store that big like that, but there's rental equipment, new stuff. I mean, use whatever you want in there. It's crazy.
It really is. It's like the superstore. It's like a mall there in Marietta. It's massive. It's got like 80,000 square feet. I mean, it's insane how big it is. All great values. Anyway, let's focus. What exactly is on your mind today? What's anything going on in your personal life or your business life or anything annoying you or anything at all?
Right, everything annoying me is that letter you got. I seen, I was like, oh, my goodness gracious.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's all. You know, and once again, we don't get paid from the radio station. I don't get nothing from it. So this is just my personal view. I think she's mad, or I don't know what happened with the lawsuit, but he's running for mayor, so there ain't no better way to get back at somebody, you know what I mean? But anyhow, I don't know the situation, but it didn't sound right. Looks like there's a whole bunch of stuff going on over there.
Yeah.
I'm not an attorney, but I'll come to court with you.
Oh, great. Great. That's reassuring. Your Honor, I don't have an attorney, but I got Mr. Big Willie and I got his Freightliner outside in the parking lot. Yeah, that'll help.
Right. Yeah, I'm not a doctor, but I'll take a look. Give it to you. Come here. Yeah, I mean.
Jesus. I might as well go to prison.
Shout-out my boy Danny and Levi. Again, they helped me with my truck last week. They were upset, and they really went out of their way to help me. Levi's a young kid at Shenandoah High School. He's got some twerks about him. I think he's going to straighten up a little bit. I told him to call me Uncle Willie, and he just said it didn't sound right. So he's just going to call me Big, and I said, you got it there, buddy. So anyhow, shout out to Levi and Danny for helping me out like they always do. I'm not going to say the business name because the last time I said DT Truck Repair in Zanesville, Ohio, you got all upset.
Well, I'm going to send him an invoice. We got to send him an invoice, top of rate card, you know, $50, $75 a minute.
DT Truck Repair, no more.
So what's on your mind?
You know, I was thinking about something. I got a stepdaughter, love her to death. She's wonderful. I've had her since she was, 7 years old. 6 years old, right back when she used to hate my guts, and now I think she loves me. And I was just thinking back to the day when I played high school sports, and we talked just a second earlier, and you said stuff that really irritates you and gets on your nerves. And what irritates me is that we transferred from a high school in Bel Air over to Meadowbrook, and she wanted to play volleyball. And since she wasn't in the clique or in the group, like they treat her like an outsider, you know. And I've heard three or four different stories. And this one girl, I won't say her name because she's juvenile, but she had to transfer to another school because they didn't get play time. And I know Meadowbrook has a great volleyball program, and they got a great coach apparently for the last 12 years, Zinder. And but it just irritates the crap out of me that they don't play people, even if you don't think they're good. Why wouldn't you put them in if you're up by 15 points? You know what I mean? Or 10 points. And it's not just my stepdaughter, it's other girls. And they go 100 matches a summer. They go 5-6 days a week at practices. And they pick up balls and they do everything. And they go to the gym, voluntary workouts. All this stuff for these poor kids to go there and not get and told, oh, you know, in high school, you're supposed to develop kids, you know, get them ready for college, do this, do that, grow them, educate them, and they make them sit the bench after they did all this hard work, you know. And it just irritates me. And I don't know, when I played baseball, I was good. We played. But when I went to high school, I wasn't good enough, didn't play. I wasn't going to be a backup because I know how it is. And it comes down to, like, money, who you know. And when kids got to transfer schools because of a sport, I just don't think it's right. And I know it's way out of my league, what I'm talking about, but just coming as a parent and stuff and seeing the other girls play and they try so hard, I just don't get it why everybody, I'm not saying they need a participation trophy, I'm not saying they got to be the MVP, but when I go to every single game and support everything they do, and then turn around and she just sits there. And I don't support by money. I'm just saying I support all the kids. You know, I did a couple of dinners. I volunteered for stuff. And they don't play all the kids. And, then, you know, it's not just mine. It's everybody, you know.
Well, Big Willie, no, well, let me real-worldize you here. Maybe the other children who are on the court are just better. They have more athletic ability, or they worked harder on their technique, or did a lot of things to earn their playing time. And now look, I'm not an athlete. Take one look at me and you know, right. Dimitri, no athlete. I couldn't even make the chess team. That's how bad I was in school. But the thing is this, that the way the world works is we care about excellence. We care about the best. We don't want participation trophies. We don't want to throw bones at people saying, okay, we'll let you play for a couple of minutes. Everybody knows you're not good enough to play, but you're going to play anyway. I don't think that's the way life works at all. In fact, I can make the argument, I'm not done, I can make the argument right here that what you're saying about your kid is actually, I know you mean well, I know you got a big heart or an enlarged heart or one of those hearts, but this kid has got to learn, she has got to work harder, she's got to be better than the rest. That's the only way you succeed in life. And just being handed some playing minutes is not the way, that's not the lesson you want this kid to learn. So I respectfully disagree with what you're saying here, Big Willie.
Well, I don't know about that. I mean, when you work that hard and they put in the work, I mean, when
doesn't
you're
matter.
And you're winning that much, there's
doesn't
no
matter.
Reason why you can't put them in for a little bit.
Doesn't just, matter.
You know,
doesn't matter.
It just doesn't make sense. Now, look, you got somebody like Tom Brady. You know, he went to the Patriots. They didn't think he was worth anything, and he turned in. As he got older, he got better. So you could pass up somebody talented. To me, it's not fair. If I was a coach or something in baseball or something, and you got a parent that shows up and gets up 200 times a year to pick up their kid and drop them off and do this and do that. And I'm not just pointing out, you know, Meadowbrook and Zinder. That's exactly what she said. Well, it goes off skill. It goes off this. But to me, it just doesn't make sense. She
well, tell me.
Points, she does stuff.
Well, tell
but
me.
When you don't play somebody, you don't know the real situation and the real time action. And you gotta reward these kids somehow.
They are rewarded.
The hard work
they are rewarded. They're on the team. They're being coached. They're getting experience and practice and everything else. The way life works is that you got to have the best on the court at all time. That's what makes America great. I never thought you were a bleeding heart liberal. I can't believe I'm actually hearing this, Big Willie. I can't believe I'm hearing this.
Pull the brakes back there, Steve. Hey, pull the brakes back to meet
you. All right. You called me Steve.
Oh, my bad. I got them mixed up. I'm so sorry. I did get it mixed up. I never called into Steve's show. But anyhow, that's another day. Anyhow, but to me, it's just when they're that young and impressionable, they get depressed, they get down.
Well, that's because of you, because you're not giving her the right lesson. You're the reason why she's depressed and down. You got to say to her, look, in fact, get her in here. I'll talk with her. She needs tough love.
You can ask her what I said. You can ask her. I went and bought medicine balls. I bought volleyball stuff. I buy the best of everything that I can afford. Take her to extra lessons. Did everything I could and tell her I am the biggest pusher of hard work. And they will tell you I'm very, very particular. I demand, like when they clean, that they pay attention to everything and not just the clean.
Right.
I'm always an advocate of do the hardest work you can do and you'll be rewarded.
Well, okay, no, there's your problem. There's your
stop.
Stop, stop. There's your problem.
You should be rewarded.
No. You got it all wrong. I used to be, I did a lot of different careers. Real estate business was one. I used to actually be in real estate many, many years ago. It is not. Well, you're sending her the wrong message. I know you mean well, but the message is actually wrong. Here's the message. Yes, you have to work very, very hard, but you are not rewarded for hard work. You are rewarded for results. Ask any good real estate broker who has real estate agents. The ones who get the results are the ones who are the productive ones, the ones who succeed. There are many real estate and many other fields, not just real estate, but I'm just picking real estate because I happen to know it really well. There are many real estate agents, young real estate agents, novice, who work really, really hard. They knock on doors. They have, you know, this, that, and the other, but they don't produce results. The thing is, it's not the hard work that I'm not done. It's the hard work is a means to an end, but if it does not produce results, all the hard work that's not going to make a difference. Slaves work really hard morning, noon, and night, but they don't produce, you know, results. It's not about the hard work. It's about the hard work producing results. And if your kid is not producing the results, then she's got to either work harder or learn to play chess.
Yeah. I'm just waiting for the comments to come now.
Well, it's the truth. You know it's the truth. It's not about hard work. It's about results.
I have a choice but to work hard.
It's like me. Okay, we got about a minute left. Picture me.
You can work hard at a car dealership, and you're not selling, you're going to get fired.
There you go. You're making my point. If I'm a hardworking truck driver, but I don't know how to drive a truck properly, it doesn't matter how hard I work, no matter how many hours, I'm still going to wreck my freight liner into a tree. Because that's just me. It's not about hard work. That's a misconception. It's about hard work producing top quality results. And if your kid isn't that good, no matter how hard she works, God love her. But you got to teach her the right lesson. It's not about hard work. You're not rewarded for hard work. You're rewarded for results. And the results usually come from really hard work. You're sending her the wrong message. Honest to God, what do I have to do here with you, him?
That's what I'm saying. If you don't get them while they're young and teach them, you get some kind of reward for hard work. You know, I'm not saying hand it, but I'm saying you got to give them something.
No.
They can see that hard work is paying off.
They can see it for themselves.
They're developing. Now, when you're an adult out of school or college, you got a career, and you can come into work early every day, and you're not selling stuff, and you're not producing, and yeah, you're down the road. That's a monetary thing. But when you're impressionable and you're making an impression on the kids that's saying hard work pays off, you do your schoolwork, it's going to pay off. You're talking about impressionable young children.
You're a bleeding heart liberal. You're a bleeding heart liberal. Now, look, we're almost out of time. Send me her name and phone number. I'll call and I'll give her some tough love. All right.
All right, Demetrius.
You take care. Drive.
Good day to everybody.
Drive carefully and go to the Marietta there. Go to the Bridgeport Equipment and Tool, the giant superstore there, and buy lots of boots.
Huge.
All right, and use my name. Say Demetri sent me.
I will.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
Never thought he was a bleeding heart liberal. It's not about the hard work. It's about producing results.